pursuing takedown of this global criminal empire.
That's an image of strength.
You'll get the raw, hard truth here on The Tipping Point. So come join us Mondays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern in Studio B at revolution.radio.
This is the people's war. It is our war. We are the fighters. Fight it then. Fight it with all that is in us. And may God defend the right.
Warning! Warning!
We've got to stop them! They're going to kill us all!
See how the trouble you've started?
Be they the government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone or human beings.
Time when the operation of the machine becomes so obvious, makes you so sick at heart. You can't take part. You can't even passively take part. And you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop. And you've got to win the day to the people who run it, to the people who own it. That unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
You called down the thunder, well now you've got it.
Rest, you tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Revolution Radio!
We can change.
Hello. Oh, boy. And nothing but losing track of time there, which is precisely what I did. I was listening to something else on the computer, another computer, and totally lost track of time. Give me a second to get set up here. Never a boring minute. Oh, boy. Oh, boy, boy. Let's see. Oh, come on. All right, get rid of that. Let's see what else we can do here. Oh, no. This is getting weird. Well, it's Friday, January 16th, 18th. Get our glasses on. Yes, it's the Disorganization Hour with your host, Jay Parker. Ah, boy. That was weird. All right. Almost got it together. It's Thursday, January 18th. You're listening to Revolution.Radio. This is The Center Path. I don't understand that. Oh, boy. Oh. Give me a second here. Let's see if I can be heard in the chat, because I don't have any of my feedback stuff set up. What's going on here? That's not right. Sorry about this. It's very weird. Why is this not responding properly? Oh, what is going on? Well, somebody hears me, that's good. But if I could only get the chat to respond, I'd almost be set up. So I'm having Mark Pasty on. I just have to bring him into the call. What a day. It's been a fairly good day. But, I hate when this happens. I like to be somewhat set up before I start, and I'm totally out to lunch. Okay. Let's see. All right, that's working. I'm getting there. Oh, that's not. What is going on? I know I'm dead air right now. I don't understand this. I'm sorry about this. I'm trying to figure this out here. Understand this. What is... this is not good. No. I'm sorry about this delay. What is going on here? Oh, gosh. I understand this. is this doing? I'll try that. It's ringing. Hello, Mark.
Hey, Jay.
Sorry. I was listening to something else, and I totally lost track of time.
Oh, no worries. I've been standing by.
Oh, boy. I'm just completely beside myself.
I know how that is some days.
It's like you just like, oh, it's 3 minutes after 10. Oh, lovely. Thanks a lot for coming on the show tonight.
Sure, no problem. Thank you for inviting me.
Yeah, I just wanted to talk about the fact that, you know, there's a lot of weird stuff going on, but there was so much I didn't get to talk to you about when you were on last week.
Sure.
And, you know, and fairly important stuff, like the fact you're doing your weekly show again.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to talk a little bit tonight about the nature of reality and where we are, you know, and what we expect to happen. You know, whether Trump's going to save us or not.
Of course.
And, you know, I was talking to a few people this week and had a really good conversation with a targeted individual that I'm talking to in Europe. And, yeah, it's strange. I canceled this SRA for months and slowly but surely got her to do EFT and look into Bruce Lipton's work and Joe Dispenza. And right. And she always cooperated with me, and she still does today. And it's funny, when we chatted today, it was really a mutual uplifting, you know, just talking about the situation and what's going on.
Cool. It's always good to be able to reach out to someone on a personal basis like that and help them through an obviously, you know, traumatic situation in their lives. I know you do that frequently. I tend to focus just more on the philosophical side of things and getting that information into people's hands and helping them to, you know, use that information to their benefit. But some people certainly require some guidance, and I know you've gotten into that aspect of things, which is definitely admirable to do that on a personal one-to-one basis.
Well, I just look at it this way. I'm very fortunate to get my consciousness back.
Sure.
There's really I haven't met too many people, but I know they're out there that have gone through MK Ultra, Monarch Mind Control programming, and have broken the programming and actually reintegrated their personalities.
Sure. They are out there for sure. The ones that are courageous enough to speak out are probably few and far between, but you know that there's other people out there like that. I look at it like I'm one of the things I'm most fortunate for is that I quote unquote got my consciousness back. I look at it like, you know, it was taken by mind control methods, obviously not the type of hard mind control that you, you know, went through, but the type of brainwashing and cult programming that, you know, the controllers, the social engineers of our world put forward out into the public that I certainly fell victim to in my youth. And, you know, one of the things that I wake up fortunate for with an attitude of gratitude is that my consciousness was able to come out of that state that I was formerly in. You know, as much as I could be harsh and, you know, the whole world situation can seem dreadful most of the time. And, you know,
you think?
I'm not that easy on people about it either. The thing that I am still grateful for on a 24/7 basis is that I was able to power my way out of that mind control and come to an understanding of what is real and true and what is moral, the difference between right and wrong behavior, and to be fortunate enough to learn the methods to reach out into the world and teach that information. So I remain grateful for that on a daily basis.
Yeah, I have to say that no matter what is going on in my life, I can always pause and reflect and look back on that and say, you know, I really dodged a bullet.
Right.
They may have taken my life, but they didn't get my soul.
That's right.
And when you come into such a dark place as the earth and you dodge that bullet, you always have something to be truly gratified for.
That in and of itself is the ultimate win. They can't stand that win because it means they didn't get everybody. They didn't get everybody's soul. They may have gotten most people's, but they certainly didn't get everybody.
Well, I'm just amazed at the information that we've gathered about what the dark occult has done and what they are doing. I mean, it's truly lining up perfectly to what my parents told me back in 62, 63, that my parents, my mother, who was a mind control specialist for the DuPont family, said that the Council of 13 had decided by 1963 or two to throw the entire world under the bus, and that they were working that to build a social situation on Earth that was the worst experience that the human race has ever gone through. And when you look at the fact that the dark occultists in the world, the 15% of the world's population that are generational Satanists and possessed and mind-controlled, have overturned every stone in society and literally polluted it and destroyed it and turned it to the inverse of nature.
There's total satanic inversion pervasive throughout all of our society. And these people do not mess around. I know this from, you know, your being born into a satanic family. And I know this from working with these Satanists for the duration of time that I worked with them. They do not talk a big game. They go out there and they get it done. They don't just, say what they're going to do. They tell people what they're going to do, and then they go out into the world and they do it. And that's their greatest strength, is that they are unified and they are on essentially one accord regarding their thoughts, emotions, and actions. I began talking about this last week. It's a dynamic in my work that I call dark care. The idea that care, what we deeply care about on a day-to-day basis, is the generator of our experience. In the Freemasonic tradition of the mystery traditions of occultism, the G in the middle of the compasses and square is known as the generative principle, the principle of care. And it works in both directions. It works toward the positive and it works toward the negative. If people who say that they want to do good truly care about changing the world for the better, and people who say they want to be free truly care about fulfilling the requirements for real freedom in our world, they will unify their own thoughts, emotions, and actions and come together with other people who have integrated those three modalities of consciousness, thought, emotion, and action. Where there is no contradiction between those three aspects of consciousness. So therefore, we think, we feel, and we act without contradiction. They are in unison. They are in accord. They are in congruence with each other, those modes of consciousness. The dark occultists have a similar modality of consciousness. What they care about getting done in the world is deception and mind control and totalitarianism and slavery. And they come together on the same accord. They come together in their thoughts, their emotions, and their actions such that what they think, what they care about, and what they are willing to do, there is no contradiction. Unfortunately, the vast bulk of the population does have contradiction in those modes of consciousness, not only among each other, but within themselves as individuals. We are not integrated and unified in our consciousness as even individuals, let alone as a society. Yet these occultists are, these dark occultists are. They have what I refer to as dark care. They very much care about the agendas that they are attempting to put forward and make happen in the world. Their care is unified with their thoughts. They go about understanding the requirements for how to do those things, and then their actions do not betray their care and their thoughts. Their actions are in unison. They are in accord. They are in congruence with their thoughts and their emotions. This is the dynamic that I call dark care, and it is why the dark occultists, the Satanists, the social engineers, the globalists, it's why they are beating us. It's why they are winning currently. It's why the forces of darkness and evil and totalitarianism and control and slavery are very unfortunately in our world, in the present moment, in the current day, more powerful than the forces of good and freedom that are active in this world. It is because these people are unified and they are on one accord. They act like it's one mind, and that's called the mastermind in the occult world. And unfortunately, we as a people are completely disjointed, not on the same page, and that's why we're not winning. That's why we're currently losing.
Well, I have to say that possession by a interdimensional consciousness is definitely helping them in that endeavor. You know, the people who become cult, they lose their soul to a mindset of pure evil.
Right.
And
it takes them over like a machine.
Mm-hmm. And all they have to do is divide and conquer.
It's a strategy they've been using for thousands of years. It's always worked because the people's consciousness has not risen above it and understood how it works. So they have no reason to change their deceptive mind control methodologies. They've always worked. They continue to work today, and there's no indication that they're not going to continue to work in the future. As long as people's consciousness remains where it's at, remains at the low level that it's at, as long as people don't understand the difference between right and wrong behavior, truly, definitively, objectively, as long as we don't understand how reality works, how the laws of nature work, there is no indication that these globalist, totalitarian, social engineers, sorcerers of consciousness, if you will, are not going to continue to exactly get their way. And the universe is going to allow that. People think like, oh, you know, some force is going to step in, somebody's going to save us, some other form of consciousness is going to rescue us from our own ignorance and our own laziness and our own incompetence. I have news for people. Get used to the way that it is. It's not going to be any different. It's going to get worse and worse until human beings decide to seize the reins and change it by changing the way that they think, how they think, what they care about, what they condone, what they believe is real. Most human beings on this planet are in a complete delusion. They're not just in an illusion, they're in complete delusion. And, you know, how I define delusion is you believe in things that aren't true, that aren't in keeping with actual point of fact reality and how the laws of this universe actually work, and you stay rigidly attached to that incorrect belief system. And that is exactly what we have all over the world. We have complete religious delusion throughout the world. We have no alignment with how the laws of nature and how reality and how morality really work on this planet. And the bulk of human beings are completely attached to delusion, ways of thinking about reality that are completely incorrect, that continue to bring them endless suffering, devastation, and slavery. And that is all they're going to have by continuing to cling to those ways of thinking.
Well, you know, thank goodness Trump's going to save us.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, you know, I mean, he's just like Flash Gordon, you know, he'll save every one of us, you know. I mean, you know, there's a couple of tag team partners for you right there, Trump and Flash Gordon. I mean, that's who I'm voting for. I mean, he's got to bring Flash on as his you know, running mate for VP, you know.
Hello?
I mean, that's an unbeatable
Someone's
team.
Someone's calling. Okay. Hello?
Hi there, Jay. How's it going?
Good.
I'm going to listen in to the radio show. Good.
All right.
Couple of things I wanted just to bring up some topics, maybe see your opinion on. Donald Trump winning the caucus in Iowa, Disease X, and SPARS 2025 to 2028. Yeah.
Okay.
Some concern. All right. My name's Penny, by the way. I've called in before. We've chatted right. before.
Well, definitely. So Mark and I will get to that. And,
cool.
I personally believe that, you know, things are not really going to change until people start reaping what they sow.
There you go.
And it's unfortunate, but, you know, the writing's been on the wall for years that when you allow evil to run ramshod over the world, you reap a very bitter harvest, and that harvest is now ripe, and the apple is going to fall from the tree, and rather sad for all the people that have fallen to the song of the siren and decided to go along with this world. But, you know, there's many people in the world that are in the world, but they're not of it. And when you make a commitment to natural law and to the Godhead, and you honor Creator's law, and you decide not to lie, cheat, and steal, and that your soul is eternal and it's the most important thing, and everything else is just an illusion. That's where you have to become a dog warrior, like the American Sioux Indian. They used to tie a rope to their leg in battle and stake their foot into the ground. And it was basically, I'm going to die in this place rather than stop fighting. And we have to have that mentation. We have to say to ourselves, no more. And unfortunately, you know, just by observing what is going on, you know, people still believe in the fecal matter mud wrestling pit that is politics, and they refuse to see that the whole thing is controlled by the dark occult. And now you can sit there, and many people have believed that Donald Trump is the answer, when in fact morality is the answer. And Donald Trump, you know, although he's not a globalist, he's definitely not an enlightened being, you know.
And without a doubt. Yeah, without any doubt, you know. I mean, just what I'd like to do as an experiment with the listening audience is just, you know, how you should look at any given situation in the world is just imagine if you yourself were the creator of the universe, the creator of the laws of morality, the creator of the entire spiritual domain that we inhabit. And just imagine, would you condone politics, government, politicians, take one side over the other in human affairs? Or would you see that all as division? Would you see that all as just getting people to go to war with each other, getting people to fight each other, dividing and conquering the population? The God of creation would never get involved in this. You know, it's the very idea that we should be voting for people to impose their will upon other souls is the usurpation. It's the very usurpation of the God of creation's will and laws. The God of creation isn't violent. The God of creation is not about coercion. The God of creation is not about domination. You know, if people believe the biblical stories of the personal God in the Old Testament, they're buying into stories that were written about very, very flesh-based creatures, not the God of creation. The God of creation is something way beyond any of that and completely ineffable and of a quality and a consciousness that humanity can barely comprehend. But its laws are discoverable if we work at discovering them. And those laws are about non-aggression. Those laws are about not imposing our will on other people. And that's all government is. Government is just a form of violence, coercion, and slavery that is difficult for people to see as such because it is presented as something that is helpful to humanity and presented as something that is necessary for humanity to accept and take part in. And the God of creation would never have anything to do with such ridiculous, violent dialectics. It would say, this is rubbish, this is garbage, this should be thrown in the trash bin of the cosmos, and humanity should rise in their consciousness above such nonsense and trivialities and learn true morality and learn how to live together in true morality. And that's what humanity refuses to do. That's what is meant by having been cast out of the garden. That's what is meant by having eaten of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. It doesn't mean that you're eating of an actual fruit that comes from a tree. It means that you've participated in the evil. It means that you have taken it upon yourself to declare what is right and wrong arbitrarily. You've become the arbiter. You've engaged in arbitration of right and wrong instead of the discovery and acceptance of what is right and what is wrong, and then alignment of your behavior to true morality. And this is why humanity isn't going anywhere. If you want to ask my opinion on the next several years, look at it like an endlessly downward spiraling staircase that leads to an abyss and an inferno. That's where humanity is headed. And I'm not saying that for fear porn. I'm not saying that to be a doomsayer or a black-pilled person. I'm saying that because I'm a realist, and I realistically examine the dynamics that are before me, and I realistically assess the dynamics of the situation to understand the direction that the future of humanity is headed. And there is zero indication that humanity is waking up. Zero, as far as I'm concerned. There's very infinitesimally tiny pockets of people who are getting it, but it's so few and far between, it's so negligible, and the solutions that people think are going to matter, with the things that they actually believe the solutions are, the things that they think are going to help, are so completely backwards and completely the opposite of anything that truly resembles a solution, that humanity is so far off the path of truth, knowledge, and goodness that it can't even see the path anymore. You know, there's so few people that really truly get it on this entire planet that the situation is laughable, and the dark occultists, the Satanists who run this planet, are laughing at almost every single one of us. And yes, rightfully so.
Reginald sent me an email. He said, thanks for the CDC party. It was quite a success.
Am I like the total ultimate salesman of adult Depends diapers in the world right now?
I would say so.
I'm telling you, I am moving those Depends out the door for the occultists to put them on and have that diaper party and just piss their pants laughing at me trying to teach unteachable human beings reality and morality. They are just absolutely laughing their butts off at me for even bothering to try. I'm going to keep trying. I'll keep giving them a nice comedy show on a weekly basis every so often that, you know, Tavistock can have their diaper party and just pee in their adult Depends laughing at my efforts. But I'm not going to give up. I'm going to keep saying what's true and what's right and what's real. I really don't expect many people in the world to pay attention. However, they've proven that over the last 17 years to me, to my satisfaction, that they're not interested in paying attention. But I'll keep saying that's what I'm here
William
to do.
Worthington III, WW3 is his nickname.
Mm-hmm.
He said he made a comment in Sunday's CDC party, cognac, cigars, and diapers.
Right.
he said it's almost like listening to a man trying to teach advanced trigonometry to a Neanderthal.
Yep. Well, let's not insult the Neanderthals by comparing them to modern humans, you know. But it's like teaching advanced calculus to a baby in a high chair. That's basically what I'm trying to do. And not to say that what I am teaching as far as natural law and true morality is concerned is that advanced. It's really remedial math is what it is, but we're dealing with...
It's very simple.
We're dealing with people that fell off the short bus.
It's so simple, most people cannot believe.
Yep.
But it's a commitment to natural law that goes beyond the body.
That's right.
And if you look at every avatar from Jesus Christ, Krishna, Buddha, they all got crucified.
Right.
What is the universe trying to tell us?
That this planet fell off the short bus is what it's trying to tell us. That the inhabitants of this planet fell off the short bus a long time ago. And they kill the people who are trying to teach them how to get out of their slavery because they love their slavery. They want their slavery. They want chains on them. They love the state of being bound and gagged and enslaved. They want it more and more and more, and they cling to it with ever greater desperation as the years go by. And that is who is ultimately enslaving human beings. People have to stop even looking at it as, oh, it's the elite, it's the bankers, it's the occultists. No, the average human being enslaves humanity with their ignorance, with their refusal to learn morality and live within its boundaries. That's what is really going on this planet.
Absolutely. And
they're largely unteachable. Some of them are teachable, but the bulk of this planet is largely an unteachable, retarded community of beings that, as I said, they fell off the cosmic short bus.
And, she asked about Donald Trump winning in Iowa. And the thing is, Donald Trump is there to polarize and divide the country so that they can have their civil war and their riots. And
I wouldn't be surprised if they try to Kennedy him just before the election or even in it or right after it.
Oh, absolutely.
Play it out like a big passion play. Let him win, and then agents of the dark occult will assassinate him and begin an entrenched civil war to really wean the population down in America and call for the international community to come and settle the situation and take Americans' guns. You know, that's the only way they would get away with anything like that. But I can see a scenario like that playing out, a complete, you know, passion play, false flag like that.
Well, I found it interesting. Someone made the observation that, you know, Trump, for all his faults and ignorance, and there's many, you know, you look at what he did in his first presidency, and he just was hiring neocons like John Bolton and Bush crime family people he put on the Supreme Court. So it's just, I mean, when you're giving a standing ovation in the East Room to Karl Rove, you don't understand what is really going on.
Yep. And, the only thing I was even waiting on him to possibly maybe do is do something to curtail the ingress into freedom of speech that big tech made, you know, and he did nothing to that effect. And that was proof to me that this guy isn't really conscious. He's not really trying to reverse the situation. You know, he talks a big game, but then when it comes time to put any action into effect, there's not much substance there. Even if you were looking at, you know, a politician to do anything, the fact of the matter is the public has to be the ones to awaken, say no, quit many of their immoral jobs, stop helping these people take control of humanity. You know, it's us who does it. You know, I mean, I go back to in my two masks, same face presentation that I gave back here in October in Pennsylvania here. I talked about how the Nazis were the epitome of order followers. And if they didn't follow their orders, there was often not much punishment given to them. I talked about this in the presentation. Their punishments for saying, no, I refuse to do that, were either light or absent altogether, especially when it came to actual killing of people who the higher level members of the Nazi party considered undesirables. If they refused to actually do those killings, they'd get like a slap on the wrist and maybe a small demotion, or maybe they'd be put on, you know, some duty that was not, you know, highly sought after, but they wouldn't like be imprisoned or killed. And there was very little, if any, refusal of orders. They went along with it like good little boys and girls, good little wind up toy soldiers that just did their bidding without any questioning. And that is like the essence of what an immoral society who has not raised their children properly from a moral perspective goes. That it becomes an order-following society. It becomes a society that looks at obedience as a virtue, which it never is. Only following the laws of morality are virtuous. Never following human beings' commands is virtuous. And they just went along with everything they were ordered to do. So did the communist societies. So did all the secret police of Soviet Russia and communist China. And they have always continued to follow their orders. And America is no different. We like to think of ourselves as, oh, we're cut from a different cloth than the Nazis were. We're cut from a different cloth than the communists were. We're cut from a different cloth than the Chinese communists are. No, we're no different. We're the same immoral people. We're the same people who teach our children things that are not true, things that are completely in contradiction and opposition with the laws of morality and the laws of the creator of the universe. And then we somehow want to claim that we're somehow better, that we're a true Christian nation. And we are absolutely nothing of the sort. It's an insult to the concept of Christ. It's an insult to the concept of a moral being that came here to teach people the difference between right and wrong behavior. Most Christians today would have murdered Christ where he stood. Most Christians, and whether you even look at Christ as a historical being or whether you look at it as an allegory, most of the Christian, so-called Christians, Christians in name only, as I like to call them, are the absolute antithesis of what it means to be a follower of Christ and Christ consciousness, the absolute opposite of it. And that's why humanity is going into the cosmic toilet bowl, because we want to claim to be things that we're not. We want to claim that we're somehow better. We want to claim that we're somehow more moral, and we're just cut from the same immoral cloth, and we're teaching our children all the same garbage that led to the Nazi regime and led to the Soviet regime. We're not raising our children in a moral capacity. And people don't even know what that means. They don't even understand the words coming out of my mouth. They don't get it because they look at morality as some religious term when it has absolutely nothing to do with any religion on the earth. Morality is based in natural law. It is based in whether a behavior initiates harm or does not initiate harm. And in doing so, whether you've taken something away and diminished a being in some way that you do not have the right to do. You know, we want to believe all morality is wearing a dress that's too short and revealing too much skin. Morality is immorality is somehow smoking cigarettes when, oh, that's a deplorable habit. Immorality is drinking alcohol. Immorality is having sex. All of these things that, like, religious figures, religious people, people ensconced in religiosity believe that constitutes an immoral behavior, instead of raping people's rights, instead of completely taking out your aggressions on the vulnerable, instead of doing things that are coercive, instead of condoning coercive and immoral behavior. If you condone government, you're condoning violence. You're condoning authority, which is condoning slavery. Christians believe, imagine people who call themselves Christians today, they think that the concept of authority over other beings is perfectly morally acceptable, and they think homosexual sex with adult consenting partners is somehow not moral. You know, hey, I'm all for leaving the children out of anything involving sexuality. You know, as long as it's between consenting adults, then it's not coercive behavior. You know, I'm not homosexual. I'm heterosexual. But I don't delude myself into believing that a sexual behavior that is between consenting adults, just because it happens to be between members of the same sex, constitutes an immoral behavior. There has to be harm caused from one being to another, initiated from one being to another, for an immoral act to have taken place. And this is where religion goes off the rails. Religion tries to convince people that what it finds not good as far as its sensibilities are concerned, not what real morality constitutes, is somehow immoral. You know, well, if you don't agree with drinking alcohol, or if you don't agree with consenting adult homosexual sex, then don't do those things. But don't try to coerce other people to say you may not do those things when there's no victim involved. You know, I mean, this is what people have to learn. Morality has nothing to do with dumb religious beliefs and dumb religious belief systems. This is why the bulk of the world has thrown morality in the toilet bowl with religion. They've realized religion is a dumb bag of horse crap, and they've decided, I'm going to take the dumb bag of horse crap and I'm going to throw it in the cosmic toilet bowl, and I'm going to flush it down with morality in it. With the concept of objective morality in the big cosmic toilet bowl, the big cosmic crapper. I'm going to throw the baby out and I'm going to flush the baby with the dirty bathwater, you know? And this is the big mistake of people worldwide. They somehow conflate religion and morality, and the two, never the twain shall meet. They are not the same thing. They are not identical. Religion is a bunch of nonsense regarding morality with some truth sprinkled in, and morality is the pure concept, the pure truth regarding which behaviors are truly objectively moral because they do not initiate harm or diminish from another being, their rights, their life, their property. And harm is the initiation of action that does create harm to other beings. It does diminish other beings in some way, whether in their body, in their rights, in their property, etc. It's very simple, the concept of right and wrong, and people want to conflate it with religious nonsense, and they want to say, oh, we get to make it up, we get to decide what it is. And there are people calling themselves followers of Christ that would dare to say coercion and authority, which constitutes violence and duress upon other beings, is somehow perfectly moral, but a consenting adult behavior is not moral. This is why we're going in the big cosmic crapper. This is why humanity is not going to be around that much longer, and good riddance to bad rubbish. Because it's a whole bunch of people that doesn't care about the difference between right and wrong, doesn't want to learn the difference between right and wrong, wants to believe that right and wrong or whatever they say it is, or whatever their nonsensical religious retarded leaders say that it is, and their retarded institutions say that it is. And it's a people that have been dumbed down and allowed themselves to be dumbed down to such an extent that the Satanists have completely inverted their entire society and turned it into one big satanic prison, and that constitutes hell, and that's where the people of this world are going, and they belong there.
Well, I know that when you try to teach people about the Council of Nicaea and how the Piso family and Constantine totally took over Christianity and edited all the books of the Bible, you know, they don't want to listen.
Don't want to hear it.
Nope. Well, we're going to take a break and then come back. And my guest is Mark Passio.
You're listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. And we'll be right back after this message.
Hello, my name is Mr. Rowe. I am the host of Reality Extraction on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. I utilize logic, intellect, and magic to methodically autonomize, vivisect, analyze, examine, study, scrutinize, and extract an essence of reality from a fog of illusion and confusion. You can find me on Studio B every Thursday, 1700 hours Pacific Time. That's 8 p.m. Eastern. No topic taboo, no subject too strange. I strive to take a neutral standpoint during the dissection of the topic at hand. That's Reality Extraction with Mr. Rowe on Revolution Radio.
Join me at Revolution Radio, Studio B, at 11 a.m. on Saturday for Free Association, when we take a look at philosophy, spirituality, psychology, social issues, and geopolitics. It's every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern on Studio B at freedomslips.com.
Time, 2 hours of an organization to the madness, discussing the ever-changing dynamics of being both physically and mentally prepared for a plethora of possible outcomes to our future and present. A look into the latest technologies, new scientific discoveries, and how they might be used in connection to the human domain and controlling it, ancient cultures and places. Be warned. This is an opinionated look through headlines, guests that are not afraid to question the narrative. A little bit of crazy ramblings of a stoner conspiracy factist that pushes constitutional concepts. The place and the time are the same, another dimension we call Mountain High Time. Saturdays, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 6 p.m. Mountain High Time, right here on Revolution.radio, where information never sleeps and truth breaks the spell.
The original machine had a base plate of pre-famulated amulite surmounted by a malleable logarithmic casing in such a way that the two spurving bearings were in a direct line with a panometric fan. The lineup consisted simply of six hydrocoptic Marzal vanes, so fitted to the ambifacient lunar wane shaft that side fumbling was effectively prevented. The main winding was of the normal lotus-o-deltoid type placed in panendermic semi-boloid slots of the stator, every seventh conductor being connected by a non-reversible tremie pipe to the differential girdle spring on the up end of the grand meters.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio, taking the confusion out of transmutated lunar girdle springs for 4 years and running. Revolution Radio, the number one listener-supported alternative media radio on the planet.
I want to thank everybody for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the one place where information never sleeps. Revolution, Revolution Radio!
All right, let's show them what we got now.
Thanks for listening while we take that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
And we're back. It's Thursday, January 18th. My guest here on The Center Path is Mark Passio. And we're just talking about the condition of the world right now. And basically, I just want to say that, you know, one of my alters was as a fundamentalist Christian, and I was in and out of many different denominations most of my life. And I remember when W. Bush stole the 2000 election against Gore, and Gore did, you know, win the election. He won Florida by 78 votes, and the Supreme Court got involved. They had no jurisdiction because all elections are state-run and state issues, and they made Bush president. And all I can say is, at the time, I was just coming out of, you know, waking up from my mind control programming, and I was hanging out with a bunch of fundamentalist Christians that had a Bible study. There were about 35 people, and they were well versed in the Greek and Hebrew, and it was a wonderful fellowship. But they were cheering that Bush beat Gore, and I looked at them, and they were all saying it's a miracle from God. And I said, God doesn't get involved in elections. You know, what are you, crazy? You know, God cares about morality. He doesn't care about, you know, elections. I mean, it's just ridiculous. Well, they threw me out of the church a couple weeks later. You know, but, you know, what I'm saying is, you know, they believed that the man who would invade Iraq based on lies a couple years later was God's man. Just like they're saying Trump is God's man. And this whole thing, you know, when you step back, as David Icke says, and you take another look at it, it's always divide and conquer. It's always us against them. When you're a real spiritual believer in Christ, you realize it's you and God. That's it. It's your morality and God. That's it. That's where it ends. There's no group think involved. It's either you follow natural law and you obey God, or you don't. You know, there's no, you know, this guy is my guy. You know, none. I mean, how people can have this mindset this late in the game of my side is right and this side is wrong. It's ridiculous, because unless they're teaching the true morality of do no harm, I mean, forget about it. You know, you cannot. It's like Barack Obama murdered a 16-year-old American child because his father was a terrorist for Al-Qaeda. You know, when you allow a president the right to murder people extrajudicially, like the killing of al-Baghdadi. Oh, he's a terrorist. He can be killed without a trial, without anything. We'll just tomahawk missile him and kill him. It's like, and everybody cheers. It's like, oh, great, we murdered the bad guy. Well, you know, in a world of, I don't know, religious fanaticism, you know, one man's terrorist is another man's hero. And you're not solving anything. You're making the problem worse. We've gotten to the point where 2,000-pound bombs are being dropped on a fucking hospital in Gaza, and 25,000 people have been killed, and you're going like, well, it's okay, you know, we can murder these Palestinians because they're terrorists, okay? Well, two acts of terrorism do not make for goodness. You know, I look at the world and I'm just shaking my head. Like, folks, you know, you got to be kidding me at this point. And, you know, 17 million to 24 million have already died from the mRNA jab, and it's still not an issue. 800,000 children disappear every year in America and go right into the torture and rape rooms, and still not an issue. It's like, you know, it's like I'm fed up with it. People say that it's the Jews, it's the little hats that are ruining the world. They work for Vatican. Period. People need to learn history, okay? There was a king named John who gave a donation to Vatican back, I think, the 12th century. He basically gave the entire kingdom of Great Britain to Vatican, okay? It doesn't mean anything to you and I, but to the elite, dark occult, it means everything. And people are still wondering, you know, the Rothschilds are running the world. And yes, the dark occult that pretends that they're Jewish and the banking system is a big problem. It's a big part of the manipulation of the human race. But in actuality, the real problem has been and always will be the Roman Empire, which never fell. They just changed from being a military empire to being a spiritual empire. Mark?
What a number religion has done upon the people of this world. It is probably the greatest evil that has ever been invented by the Satanists and the occultists. I did a presentation 7 years ago now, back in 2017, called Fake Ass Christians. And in that presentation, I talk about a lot of these dynamics. I call modern Christianity either churchianity or Constantinianity. That's what I refer to modern Christianity as, because as you were saying before the break, Constantine invented the modern religion of Christianity as a way to unify the Roman Empire, which then became the Holy Roman Empire and descended into the royalty of Europe and the modern royal and banking dynasties that we have today. The modern occult societies that we have today. And, you know, understanding that the Council of Nicaea was basically the Roman Empire holding many cardinals and bishops under duress and the threat of death if they did not simply formulate the religion the way that the Romans wanted them to, you know, which I talk about in the presentation. I also talk about the Pisa dynasty of Italy and their influence in modern churchianity. And how they influenced the writing of the Bible and modern scriptures and decided to leave certain books out that taught certain things, namely when it came to natural law, reincarnation, things like that.
Thomas?
Most of the Nag Hammadi scriptures, as a matter of fact. But, yeah. The way that modern Christians want to cherry pick and interpret their religion and think that it is untouched and pure, they have to understand that dark occultism and its hand has been at work in all religious traditions, especially the Christian one. Because the people who call themselves Christians and say that they really want to live according to the words of Jesus in the New Testament, I would tend to hold them to a higher moral standard. I would say, you know, I want to root for people like that, and I would say that they have to follow a higher moral standard than just about any other religious people. And they don't. As you said, they cheer for politicians. They cheer for warmongers. They think the divide and conquer strategy of politics is some solution instead of actually following the laws of the creator of the universe, the true God of creation. You know, even their own biblical savior is telling them that the kingdom of heaven is within themselves. They don't want to acknowledge that, and they want to continue to look external to themselves. The prescription for human freedom that Jesus Christ in the New Testament gave all of his followers and disciples was simply to know the truth. Well, what truth do you think the Christ figure in the New Testament was talking about? He was talking about know the truth when it comes to the difference between right and wrong behavior. And how many Christians do know the truth when it comes to right and wrong behavior? How many people who claim to be Christian can even define correctly and accurately what a right is? They can't do it. And there is a correct definition for a right. A right is an action that does not initiate harm to another sentient being. It's not that difficult, folks. It's not rocket science. And we want to say, oh, it's don't eat meat on Fridays of Lent. You know, that's a harm. And, you know, you can't do that. You know, don't engage in homosexual sex. That's harmful. Don't drink or smoke cigarettes. That's harmful. It's like what people actually believe is important versus what actually is important. There's such a chasm. It's such a divide. We'll never bridge that chasm. It's come and gone. The time for it is come and gone, folks. If you're that dumb, if you're that ignorant, if you're that clinging on to nonsensical religious bullcrap, then you don't deserve being saved from tyranny and enslavement. That's what Jesus was here to save us from. If you believe in him as a savior figure, do we need saving? Does humanity need saving? Oh, you're damn right. We need saving. Our asses need saving. And what we need saving from is immorality. What we need saving from is ignorance. What we need saving from is tyranny. What we need saving from is enslavement. And are we going to be saved from those things? Not if we continue to act in the dumb, imbecilic ways that we continue to act and condoning the things that we continue to condone. A Christian would say, on one hand, I don't believe in homosexual acts, and on the other hand would say, I believe government should exist and continue to enforce its will upon the people of this world. I mean, imagine you're completely going against what a right is and condoning wrongdoing. You're condoning duress. You're condoning coercion. You're condoning violence. You're condoning slavery. Christians would agree that we should have police. We should have military. And this is all based in violent and coercive behavior. And you people claiming to be Christians would say that you're on the side of goodness and right? You are completely immoral trash if you condone government and policing and military. You believe in order following. You believe in coercion. You believe in enslavement. Just the belief in authority itself is a usurpation of the Creator's will. It's a usurpation of the Creator's laws. Imagine human beings claiming that they're authority figures when the God of creation and its laws are the only authority there ever is, ever can
Amen.
Be.
That
the nerve of human beings to claim that authority exists on this planet and it is vested in human beings. Do you know whose work you're doing? You're doing Satan's work. You're doing the true evil forces' work. And you know who condoned that? The same people who murdered your Christ figure, the Romans, because obeying the authorities is right in their own book called Romans. And you've never even sat and thought about it that simply, because that's how simple-minded most people are. That's how ignoramus most people are. You never even put one plus one together and realize the people who are telling you that the authority of man is legitimate and that you should bend your knee to it are the Romans, the people who murdered Christ. The order followers of the Romans, as a matter of fact, drove the nails into his hands and feet in the biblical story. They were the police, the centurions. They were the military, the Roman centurions. The Roman centurion guards were the police and military of their day. That's who murdered the Christ figure in the New Testament, the Romans. And they wrote in their book called Romans that you should bow to their authority as government. And you imbeciles calling yourselves Christians, you believe that absolute bullcrap nonsense because you're simple-minded and retarded. Yes.
That when Romans 13, when you look at the New Testament, you have to keep in mind that every punctuation, every chapter break has been put in by man. It's not in the original documents. And what they've done is they took a section of the word that was talking about the different gifts of the Spirit, like apostleship, prophet, healer, intercession, whatever. And they said that they edited it in such a way that they made it appear that things that were talking about the authority of people in the church and were given authority by the Spirit were the rulers of this earth, not the authority. They were saying that the political figures were put by God.
Right.
That's completely erroneous, because in the word, when you take out the punctuation, when you take out the chapter breaks, and you read it correctly, it is talking about gifts of the Spirit that are given to the church members that have the Spirit of Christ. It's not dealing with Hitler or whatever,
political
man says he's of God.
But Christians do believe in political authority. You know, that's why they're so interested in the outcome of politics. It's like, how could people not see that the concept of authority over others is enslavement? I mean, I can't even believe that anyone would even attempt to argue the fact that if you're claiming authority over another being, that you're saying that you're their owner and that they are your slave. A king who claimed authority over people in the ancient world, in the old world order of kingship, of rulership of a dynastic lineage over the people that they commanded and controlled. How could you not say that that's a slave owner commanding slaves? The idea that his blood is somehow special, his genetics make him special and give him the divine right to rule over other people. How could a king not be a master over his subjects that are slaves? That's the very definition of kingship. That's the very definition of royalty. It's just a euphemism for slavery. And that's all political authority is. Government is nothing but a euphemism for the enslavement of a people by people who are claiming to be their authorities. The very concept of authority over other people just means that you're claiming ownership over them, that they must obey your commands or you will do violence unto them. And that there is a name for that, ladies and gentlemen. That is called the state of slavery. And if you believe in political authority and you believe in government, you are a believer in and a condoner of slavery of human beings. And that is the greatest abomination against the Creator and the laws of the Creator of the universe, all of the moral laws that can ever exist, is the state of slavery. And the people out there within the sound of my voice listening to this interview, you are condoners of slavery if you believe government should exist, should ever have existed, or should continue to exist. Get that in your head. Know that for an absolute fact. You are a condoner of slavery. And that makes you the enemy of the Creator. You're the enemy of the Creator who wants to usurp the will of the Creator. And that's why we're all in bondage. That's why we're all in slavery. And your own Christ figure in the scriptures was trying to fight against those forms of enslavement. He fought against spiritual enslavement that was imposed by the Pharisees and Sadducees. He fought against the monetary enslavement enforced by the temple money changers, and he fought against the political enslavement enforced by the Roman Empire. All of these things, the Christ figure was trying as a champion of freedom to explain to the dumb, ignorant, wretched chumps of his time that all you people are condoning is the three evils of the world: religion, money, and government. The unholy trinity, as I call it. And the Christ figure was trying to tell people, this is what you have to throw off. This is what is trying to usurp the place of the Creator of the universe, and you have to conquer those things and eliminate them from your reality if you're ever going to be free. That's the truth of the Christ figure. And the modern day Christians, you're dumb dolts. Dumb dolts. You don't even understand your own allegories and your own religious traditions because you haven't even studied them, because you're dumb dolts.
Yeah, when you really start to study the word and you look at the Greek and Hebrew and you look at the editing that has gone on to the word, I mean, from the 1611 King James Version of the New Testament, you have 41,000 edits. When you have that many changes, and you have people like Zondervan Publishing, which is the number one Bible publisher in America, and it's owned by the Illuminist, who's the guy that owns Fox News, the Murdoch.
Yeah, Rupert Murdoch.
Rupert Murdoch owns the largest Bible publishing company, Zondervan. Now, if you think for a minute that you can have Satanists publish the word of God, and it's going to be okay, then you're smoking crack with Hunter Biden.
Yep. And just the fact that Christians believe that the Bible is the word of God is crazy. It's insanity. It's the word of flawed people trying to interpret the laws of the Creator. The laws of the Creator are not written down in any book. The laws of the Creator are written on the human heart. You know, that's why we're failing so miserably, because most people in this world, in this reality, don't even have any heart. They don't have a mind, they don't have a heart, and they don't have any guts. All three aspects of their consciousness, mind, body, soul, the intelligence, I should say, not just the intellect, but the intelligence, both the intellect and the creative aspect of mind, their care, their heart, and their courage and action, their guts, is absent. It's undeveloped. It's not working on all cylinders. You know, that's why this world is going down deeper and deeper into bondage and enslavement, because we're not developing ourselves into the kinds of beings that the Creator of the universe wants to champion. Do you think the Creator of the universe is looking at this planet and going and saying things like, oh yeah, I got to get behind those people. I mean, those are my kind of souls on that planet right there, third rock from that sun. You know, from that star. They're really doing their job. Boy, are they developed souls. I'll tell you, they're some of the most intelligent people out there. They're some of the most caring people out there. They're some of the most courageous and active people out there. Do you really think the Creator is looking at this planet like that and the souls on it like that? This Creator is looking at the souls on this planet and wanting to vomit in its mouth. That's what the Creator of the universe is doing. It's looking at like, boy, this was a really bad decision on my part to even make this place and put these souls upon it, because look at what they're doing with the free will that they were given. They're squandering it. They're believing in nonsense. They're not even trying to find the true will of the Creator. They're not trying to find the laws of the Creator. You know, they're following nonsensical religious garbage nonsense. They're believing in slavery and continuing to condone it and perpetuate it. I mean, just really, just put yourself in the position. Look, go a few light years back, pull back from the earth a few light years. Imagine yourself as the Creator of the universe, the Creator of our whole planetary system, and then take a look at the earth and the people upon it. Just imagine what you would say if you were the Creator of the universe who had made all of the moral laws of creation. I mean, you wouldn't want to vomit at this place. You won't want to vomit at the people, and how absolutely, completely out of their mind the belief system of the people of this planet are. And I'm talking about some of the people listening to this interview. You know, I mean, the modern day religion.
What blows my mind is that America believes that they're somehow exceptional.
Yep.
It's like you murdered 11 million people in the last 30 years. I mean,
without a whisper, not even raising a whisper, just letting them do it and raising soldiers to take orders to do it and thinking that this is virtuous and that you've taught your children something good. They're trash. And the people who raised soldiers and cops are immoral bags of trash for doing it, for teaching their children that you should just listen to authority figures and obey them. Imagine you're teaching them that you should obey flawed, ignorant human beings instead of obeying the laws of the Creator of the universe. You trash. Imagine the trash that does that. They're garbage. In every conceivable way, they're garbage. And they don't deserve freedom or goodness or anything good to happen to them. And believe me, the Creator of the universe is one thing. If it is anything, it is one thing. It is perfect justice. Really listen to what I'm saying, folks, because I'm laying out some real words of wisdom to you. If you can actually get your ego out of the way and your stupidity out of the way, and you can actually hear what I'm saying. The Creator of the universe is perfect justice. It is going to bring unto us exactly what we have condoned and put out there into the world and allowed to happen in our name. And the universe is a justice conserving machine. It is a justice conserving engine. We are going to have all of the karma that we have accrued through what we have believed, through what we have thought, through what we have cared about, through what we have allowed to happen in our name, through what we ourselves have done, through what we have condoned, and through what we have taught our children to do and to allow. And you look at all of the dumb, imbecilic dolts in the military and the police, order followers cut from the same immoral trash cloth as the Nazis and the communists ever were. They're just order-following Satanists with no morality whatsoever, cut from the same trash cloth as the Nazis and commies. And they're doing the same thing those immoral pieces of trash were. They're following their orders like good little satanic trash. And the creator of the universe is looking at them and is looking at all of the imbecilic adult parents who taught them that they should become order followers and back them up on their decision to become order followers. And that justice machine, that consciousness of pure and perfect justice, is going to give people everything that they've wrought and everything that they so richly deserve.
When you get to a point where, you know, millions of people are killed by the jab. Millions of people are killed in war. And nobody says anything except, you know, there's a few people complaining. But the vast
majority. About abortion.
Majority,
there's another big one.
What?
You know, abortion. How many unborn souls are murdered in the womb? You know, I mean, you know, I mean,
you got to do that to get the baby parts to do the medical experiments.
Yeah, exactly. We got to put all their young undifferentiated cells into cosmetic products. Don't you know? You know, but yeah, you look at war, you look at what religion condones, you look at what politics condones, you look at what order followers do and what they condone, you look at what abortion has wrought, you know, all of these things put together. And then the medical industry and following orders to give people poison injections. I mean, we are a murdering race of beings. We are a complete murdering and freedom destroying and free will destroying race of beings. You think the creator is on our side? The creator is rooting for the Satanists to do away with us because we're a plague. We are a plague. And folks, let me tell you something. I'm not anti-humanity. I am not anti-humanity. I am pro-humanity. What we have become is anything but resembling humanity. We are the antithesis of true humanity. We have become subhuman, satanic trash. That's what the beings that laughingly call themselves human have become in the modern world. We'd have to climb out of a sewer a million miles deep to go back to just being human. Stop calling this race of people human beings. They're subhuman trash. And if we climb out of the immoral sewer that we're dwelling in and drinking the waters of every day, maybe we'll become human one day again.
I was telling people for a long time, 800,000 children under the age of 18 disappear in America every year. I've been saying that for years. I talk to people who are involved in child trafficking. It has always been known for the last 20 years, about 800,000 disappear every year under the age of 18.
Yep.
Now, it's not even an issue in this country, Mark. When I talk about how the police responded when my friend Brandon Ploner was killed when I was 7 years old, and the police said, oh, we know what's going on in Arden, and we can't do anything about it. They put their paycheck ahead of their morality.
Yep.
And there are so many people, they keep their head down. They don't go against City Hall because you can't fight City Hall. It's like, no, that's not the lesson Christ came to give you. Christ came to give you the truth that if you stand up for the law of God, there's a good chance you're going to become a martyr. But I'd rather die. I'd rather have my meat sack, my body, destroyed than my consciousness destroyed.
It's not even a decision. To a good person, it's not even a question about it. It's not even a decision that you dwell on for a millisecond. It's an instantaneous knowing in your heart. That's it. You know, and just look at what they worship. Look at what these Satanists and these order followers worship. They worship Baal. They worship Bill, the dollar. It doesn't matter what vowel sound you put in between the B and the L. I did a presentation actually with Jay a whole day on the dark occult years ago, back in I think it was 2015 called or 2016 called Demystifying the Occult Part 2, Satanism and the Dark Occult. One of the lectures I'm actually very proud of putting together. And Jay did a lecture that same day called, I believe it was called Time of Decision. And in that presentation, I talked about that the name of their God is B-L. It doesn't matter what value you put in the middle, okay? So the dollar bill we're getting, being paid by this satanic consciousness, the money that we're being paid in is named after their god, Bill, Bell, Baal, the bull. Why is Satan depicted as a bull god? Because it represented the sun in the house of Taurus, the bull, the golden bull of Wall Street, gold bullion. You know, going to jail and having to pay bail. You're paying their god bail for mercy. You know, the solar, evil solar god.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Listen, the phonics league hell system by bull. It
right.
is just in our faces. And I know, Mark, that I listened to a presentation of yours on the de facto Satanists, and that's what this country is. And even the word country, country. I mean, America is so lost. They are so in just mind controlled through Tavistock, through the academia. It's I'm done. I've had it with it. I'm just done.
And I mean, this is really becoming a hell. It's the planet is becoming a hell ruled by demons.
Yes.
That's really what it's becoming.
Yes, I see it. It's like that movie they live in. You put the glasses on and you can just. It's so hard to walk around with the adults. That are by bull. I mean. What is the other one? Cyst them. System. Yeah. Assist. What is it?
It's very interesting in studying that green language when you come to understand their god's name is Baal. And that's all these people are worshiping through worshiping the money. They're worshiping Baal.
Mm-hmm.
Moon Eye. Yeah.
The very word money is a substitute for the one eye. Mon eye. Money. M-O-N, one, mon, monotheistic, one, and I, E-Y, you know, is a substitute for E-Y-E. People don't even understand that, you know, the quote money is a symbolic representation of the one eye, which Christ talked about in the New Testament, make the eye single, you know, and that's how you will awaken to the truth. You know, the one eye, it's unifying the left and right brain hemispheres. It's unifying our thoughts, our emotions, and our actions into one non-contradictory form of consciousness. And they're giving us the fake version of that in the fiat currency mon eye money system.
It's usury. Yeah.
Sure.
Well, do you know that in 2020, Donald Trump said he was going to get rid of the federal income tax in his second term. In in 2020, he was in the press room of the White House, and he said, I'm going to get rid of the federal income tax.
I'll believe that when I see it, when I see any movement.
What I'm saying is, you never, during the 2020 election, saw anyone talk about Donald Trump going to the podium and saying, I'm getting rid of the federal income tax.
Yeah.
It never got talked about in mainstream or alternative media. Nobody.
I mean, imagine if anybody ever, any politician ever attacked the so-called property tax, the most contradictory thing of all, you know, believing that you can tax someone else's home and property or you can put them out of it. That means that you're a feudal serf living on the king's land and only allowed to rent it. And if you don't pay their extortion fee, you're booted off of that land. I mean, imagine that, you know,
a title, a tit L. It's sucking off of the poor of the Babylon. It's sick.
Yep. Even the name Babylon I talked about in that presentation, it means the house of the spirit of Bill or Baal or Bell. You know, the land of the spirit of Baal is literally what the word Babylon means in Sumerian. You know, so this whole place is just a huge satanic ritual chamber is really all it is. And people, if they want to extricate themselves from hell, they have to wake their consciousness up and see what has been all around them all of these many, many years and decades and understand it's always been this way. Tyranny and enslavement is ancient. And if we're going to bring anything new about under the sun, we have to end tyranny, enslavement, and ultimately end government and live according to the Creator's laws, truly free, as free sovereign beings as the Creator intended us to live.
You know, what's really strange is that we live in a place where people, you know, they talk about the Word and the Bible and stuff, but there's so many things in the Bible that are contrary to anything a just and loving God would do.
Of course.
And when I read the Bible, I read it and I go, I know that's a edit by the Satanists because it's a violation of natural law.
That's right.
So, goodbye. Don't want to see it again. And the thing is, I go through and the things that are in alignment with natural law, I'm like, good, I'll take that into my heart.
Yep.
But the things that are not in alignment with natural law, I reject. Now, God says in his word, I constitute you reasonable beings, and you can reason, you can think, you can figure it out, what is going on. And it takes time. It took me 10 years to get my consciousness back from the mind control. If you don't want to spend time to get right and get with the program and put your consciousness and the natural law of God first in your life with no compromise whatsoever, then you're not going to make it. So it doesn't matter if the event is coming and the human race is going to have one third be destroyed. What I'm saying is you've got a choice right now in this society. Am I going to live for natural law or am I going to live for my body?
Make
a decision. It's either consciousness and natural law and God or the body. Make a decision.
And I would even say
you serve.
I would even suggest, Jay, that when you're even looking at those biblical texts, that the parts that don't resonate with natural law may be about other beings. They're not about the God of creation. It's not even that the author is twisting and distorting it. It's they're telling the truth about how beings that are not the God of creation but are claiming to be or are being claimed to be the God of creation in those scriptures written by man were acting. You know, and we all know those stories from our studies of, you know, the Anunnaki and the fallen angels, as they may have been called, the Nephilim, et cetera. You know, and how those beings interacted with human beings. They weren't just beings.
Well, I don't
they
know, Mark. That
beings.
Would take some research. I don't know if I have time for that between all the football and basketball.
Yeah. You're talking really about at least another 10 years on top of discovering the laws of morality. You know, and then people will say, oh, how do you know it's discoverable and that there's a truth regarding it? Because the universe, the God of creation, does not torment its creation with the unknowability of how reality works. You have to at least have the faith that the answers do exist, the truth does exist, and it is discoverable. It's not discoverable just by falling into it. It's discoverable through hard work and effort, which is what we are here to do. We're not here to be lazy, weak beings. We're supposed to be strong, driven beings. Do you think the God of creation wants weaklings? Do you think it wants lazy people? Do you think it wants people who sit on their ass all day and do nothing? It wants driven, competent, smart, intelligent, caring, courageous people that go out in search of what is true and right until they discover it, until they know it, all the way through their entire being. That's what the God of creation wants. It wants strong, willful, driven people. And it will reveal its laws unto the people who do that hard work and effort. It's not that hard to figure out, folks. Like I said, this is a remedial class. This is not the advanced class, folks. This is the remedial class for the kids who fell off the short bus. Believe me, that's what the Earth right now is. It is not rocket science, folks. We are not in the graduate level education class regarding the laws of the universe. We are in the remedial arithmetic class. And we're failing at that.
I'd like to say that we're in kindergarten.
Yeah.
Spiritually.
Nursery school. Yeah. Yep.
And I just want to say that, you know, the FBI says that 550,000 children under the age of 18 disappear. Now, if the government, which doesn't like to admit when they're dropping the ball, say that 550,000 children disappear every year. You
Imagine.
Know it's twice as bad
yeah.
as that.
Imagine what it really is. You got it. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, all of the elite Satanists out there at Amerwah Castle in Belgium, you know, they need little children to perform their rituals on, Jay. I mean, we can't deprive them of the food that they so richly deserve. You know, it's probably where about half of those kids are ending up.
Adrenochrome flowing.
That's right. I mean, otherwise, what would all the celebrities who need to look, you know, like they're 35 years old at 75, what would they do? You know, they'd have to go out and get a real job.
Or something like that. Yeah, I'm really happy I made the trip because in spite of losing my life, I gained my soul. And I don't care anymore. I'm going to do what I can, Mark. Right. But, you know, just go ahead. Do whatever you have to do. I want to go to
the
next level.
I take the same mental attitude anymore. It's not that I don't care. I still care. It's that I can't get super emotionally attached to the outcome. Do I want humanity to win? Do I want to win? Yes. I want to be on the winning side. But, you know, when you understand that you're up against the New York Yankees and your team is the Bad News Browns, you stop with the connection of attachment to winning and you realize what the most likely outcome is going to be. And you tend to just accept that. But that doesn't mean you don't go out and play the best game that you're capable of playing. I'm still going to continue to tell the truth. But as far as what I believe the outcome is going to be, I don't really have too much hope for the people on this planet with how far into delusion and slavery we already are. And when I talk and when I try to explain what's really going on to people from my, you know, decades of accumulated wisdom from not only, you know, all of the information that I've taken in, but the firsthand direct experience with the dark occultists that I've had, learning their playbook and learning their mindset, and then trying to reveal that to the people who say they want to be free. And then the reception that I've gotten and the reception that the truth has gotten, you know, it's exactly what the Satanist told me I was going to encounter, a world where I would be banging my head up against a concrete wall until the day I died, because they know exactly the state that they conditioned people into. They are well aware. They told me, if we ourselves, as the people who conducted all of this mass mind control upon the population, wanted ourselves to take people out of the trance that our ancestors and we, in still continuing their methods in the modern day, have worked their minds into, we, all of us together, would not be powerful enough to take human beings out of the trance that they are in. They told me this when I was a Satanist. They said if we all came together and did our best and told everybody exactly how we put them into the trance that they're in, all the methods that we used, all of the procedures that we did over all the millennia that human beings have existed to work the human consciousness into the deplorable and wretched state that it is in. If we explained all of those methods to people, we ourselves, they said if we went out on the nightly news every night, night after night after night after night, for years and years and years, and told people all the methods we used against them, we would not be successful in taking them out of their mind-controlled trance. What chance do you have, boy? That's what a Satanist looked me dead in the eyes and said to me when I was involved with them. And I wanted to strangle him to death at the time, not realizing he was telling me the exact truth of the world.
But I'm really happy because the one true God is going to get the believers he wants. And, you know, so kindergarten has worked out. The petri dish of consciousness,
right,
and God getting a people that he can call his own is going to happen.
Those some will pass reject, the class, yes.
Yeah, those that reject the world and embrace natural law are going to succeed, and right, everybody else is going to fail.
That's honestly more likely than not exactly how it really works right there.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And so
it's sad, but it's sad but true. Yep.
I mean, I've known people, like, I had a friend of mine, he would look out the window and go, nice chemtrails today. And his wife would say, I don't want to hear that.
Yeah.
So yep. What can you do with a race of people that deny geoengineering?
Yep. Yep.
You can't do anything with them.
Still believe in this but true. Persistent condensation. Imagine when they've gone up and collected the barium and aluminum and strontium particles and shown them in laboratory results. When, you know, I saw a video today of someone asking an Alexa device, what are they spraying in the air? And it responded that it's spraying nanoplastics and particulates that constitute barium, aluminum, strontium, and other metals. You know, and, you know, he was trying to get it to admit that those are toxic to the human health, and the Alexa device would not do that. You know, was saying, I don't have that information. I don't know that, and which is nonsense, because, of course, those things are bad to breathe in and bad to fall upon the soil and get into your food, you know. And imagine
when,
there are people who still insist it isn't
point,
happening.
Mm-hmm. When you get to the point where 1 billion crabs disappear in Alaska,
mm-hmm,
last spring, the state fishing game in Alaska suspended the crab season.
Right.
Told the fishers, don't go after the crabs. One billion king crabs and Dungeness crabs had disappeared.
Oh, we're nearing ecosystem collapse in so many different ways. It's very, very alarming. I mean, look at the bee colony collapse still continuing. practically unabated.
Well, you know, you have 23% of the ozone left. See you later. Bye. Yep.
Plankton, the numbers of plankton are down across the 90% board.
90% gone in the Atlantic.
Yep. I mean, when you have the bottom
one producer of oxygen is plankton.
Right. It's bottom gone. Of the food chain, you know, or you could look at it as the top, however you want to look at it. It's the base of the food chain. You know, you look, plankton starts to go. That's the base of the food chain in the ocean. The base of the food chain on the air are pollinators. Pollinators, yes. So, you know, pollinators are the base of the food chain on the land. You have those two things collapsing in the sea and on the land. Where do you think the food chain's headed? You know,
to Bill Gates.
Yeah,
his laboratory can make tuna fish. Just because all the tuna fish in the ocean's gone, Mark. So what?
It's going to give us those patches to replace the clumsy needles that you have to take for vaccines as well. Microneedle patches are coming next.
Yeah, they look good.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure people will rush out in the lines to get them like they will the new iPhones.
Well, you know, I still wear my mask every day, you know.
I wear a full diving bell when I go. Yeah, I mean, it really is ridiculous how completely backwards the beings on this planet are and what they believe. It's scary, frightening. You know, but again, that's what we're here for, to provide some comic relief to the Tavistock folks. You know, hey, look at these guys trying to educate the dumb masses out there. You know, raise a nice shot of cognac, have a cigar, and pee away into the adult diaper, and, you know, we have a royal grand time there in the city of London.
I'm glad your show's back, and what on earth has happened?
Yeah, it's good that, you know, I finally have a permanent studio. I don't have to keep breaking down and setting up every week, you know, back with Mike in the producer's chair. So it's going well. We had a couple of false starts at the beginning of the season with some audio difficulty, but that's been resolved, hopefully permanently. And, you know, I like the new setup. I'm going to try to get a little bit better with the lighting where it's set up at, because it was a little bit shadowy. But we're working to iron out all those details. So, yeah, check it out at whatonearthishappening.com, folks.
All right. Well, thanks a lot.
Jay, thank you. Have a good one.
You too.
Thanks, Mark.
Take care.
Bye, guys.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio.
Revolution Radio every Wednesday 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
We did not engage in conflict that was out of line with our mission.
Is it disloyal? Is it sedition? Is it treason to oppose the hands of tyranny? Never!
I will never send troops anywhere on a mission of that kind without telling them that if somebody shoots at them, they can darn well shoot back.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me,
give me liberty! Oh, give me death!
A
dark cloud is finally lifting across the world as U.S. military intelligence and their global partners are destroying the deep state criminal power structure that has ruled over our planet for hundreds of years.
We are free with the God-given rights, and we shall not yield that right to any power on earth.
Hi, I'm Scott McKay. The world is at, and I am your host on The Tipping Point. On Revolution Radio, where every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, we bring you the latest.